Well, Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency have agreed to meet next month for another round of negotiations. The agreement comes as the two sides ended their two-day talks in Tehran Thursday. Tehran will hold the next round of talks. Both sides have expressed their willingness to finalize a deal over Iran's nuclear programs during the talks. Meanwhile, the Chinese government says it's in support of Iran's position that it has no ambitions for nuclear weapons, given last year's fatwa issued by Iran's supreme leader that nuclear weapons are evil. Speaking to the media during the talks, Iran's foreign minister pointed to Khamenei's fatwa as proof that Iran has no desire for nuclear weapons. Edicts or fatwas issued by Khamenei are considered binding in Iran. Well, for more on this issue, CRI's Paul James spoke earlier with Hua Limin, the former Chinese ambassador to Iran.
Well, the latest round of negotiations between Iran and the IAEA taking place, moving into a second day. Expectations for these negotiations, do we expect that any headway will be made in this round?
Well, the main dispute between Iran and the IAEA has not been the suspension of the Iranian nuclear program. Its main major dispute between Iran and the IAEA is the transparency of the Iranian nuclear program. Of course, the IAEA has sent many monitors on Iranian nuclear program, but still Iran has many questions got to answer. I think this time the IAEA is asking many very sensitive questions for preparation of the 5+1 negotiations between Iran and the 5+1. I think IAEA's visit to delegation's visit to Iran has been a very important one.
Why are the Iranians so hesitant to allow inspectors access to this particular military site?
There are two reasons. First, the Parchin site actually is the military base, and it has been suspected that some weaponization of enrichment of nuclear has been done in this military base, but Iran has denied that. Second reason is that maybe there's nothing to do with weaponization of a nuclear power. But Iran fears that once this is done, and the IAEA may ask many other places to be accessed, just like the events happened in Iraq before Saddam Hussein. Even the presidential palace was asked to be opened to the IAEA.
You mentioned the P5+1 negotiations. There's been word that these talks may resume toward the end of this month. The previous discussions, though, with the P5+1 in Iran have really made no headway whatsoever, save for some technical issues. What else can the international community do to get some movement on this front?
Well, and on the eve of this negotiations, we can see some flexibility from both sides, from Iran and from the major, mainly from the United States. There are some flexibilities. Some exchange of conditions made us narrow the differences between the two, Iran and the United States. But we have to say it's very hard the negotiation will be, or whatever it happens.
And lastly, on the issue of Israel. What's the time frame there? I mean, how much patience will Israel have to allow these negotiations to move forward before it makes its own unilateral moves?
Of course, it's true that Israel has a big concern over Iranian nuclear program. But whether to have a military attack against Iran, it's a disputed issue inside Israel. And not all the Israeli elites agree to have a military attack against Iran, especially without the approval of the United States.
That was Hua Limin, the former Chinese ambassador to Iran. He was talking to Paul James.